الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة صدق الله العظيم Respected brothers, ulama ikram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. La ilaha illallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator of everything. Whatever there is is in this entire creation, Allah has created it. Allah has brought it into wujud. Nothing has come into wujud on its own. La ilaha illallah. Every single thing that is functioning anywhere, not only in this world, but in any universe, in any galaxy, right up to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is functioning, whatever got a shape and a size and a color and a texture and a taste, whether it is animate or inanimate, no matter what it is, Allah put it there, Allah created it. La ilaha illallah. Nothing is by chance. Allah Ta'ala does not do anything by chance. Allah doesn't do anything by mistake. Na'uz billah. Everything is exactly as it's supposed to be. La ilaha illallah. Every single person who passed away anywhere in the world, every single living being, Allah took the ruh. La ilaha illallah. With this calamity that we are seeing, that is come upon the ummah, we are seeing people pass away so often, something we've never seen before. Something in our generation we have not seen. One after the other. A father is passing away, then the mother is passing away, then the grandmother is passing away, then the child is passing away. In the morning they're passing away, in the afternoon they're passing away, in the evening they're passing away, in the late night they are passing away. Yesterday people passed away, today people are passing away, tomorrow somebody will pass away. Wallahi, my dear brothers, every single person that has passed away, that person's name was written on a particular night in the year Allah told the farishtas, write the name of this person is going to pass away this year. Nothing is by chance. Nothing is by chance. This is the qudrat of Allah. This is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he makes the decision. He makes the decision. Why? Because he created. It belongs to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting once with the Sahaba. Like how we are sitting. This is why we must learn to sit in gatherings of ilm more often than we do. Not only on certain occasions of a day of Eid or a day of Jummah. We should learn to sit in the majlis or gathering of ilm on a regular basis, on a daily basis. In fact, it is the haqq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us that every day we should listen to his hadith. It is his haqq upon us that we should hear a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day of our lives and then make amal on it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with Sahaba. I see a lot of old people here. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a grandfather. He is a grandfather. He's sitting with the Sahaba. His daughter, the child, the grandchild of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in marad al-maut. The last breaths, the gasps of breath is coming from this child. So she calls someone, a person. She says, please go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come quickly. The child is passing away. The child is in the last moments of death, of life. Please come quick. So as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting, this person comes. Comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, oh Nabi of Allah, come quick. Your daughter has sent me. The child's life is about to go. Some words like this. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. At that moment, the grandparents are sitting here. We all know, as grandparents, how we treat our child and how we treat our grandchild. We know the love for the child and the love for the grandchild is different. It's not the same. For the child, hey, son, what? Get me this. That's a child. Why are you jumping on the sofa? Why are you jumping in the car? I bought the car for you to jump. Sit down. You don't know how to sit. That's with the child. With the grandchild, jump here, jump there, jump here, jump anyway, pull here, no problem. Grandchild and child is, love is, muhabbat is different. So this is the grandchild of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passing away. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tawajju is gone towards you and me. Where is tawajju is gone? His tawajju is gone to the tarbiyah of his ummah. Doesn't Nabi Sallam have a heart? Who could have had a heart more soft than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who could have had a heart more caring than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who could have had a heart more loving than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Which grandfather could be a grandfather like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Nobody. But his tawajju is on his ummah. That I have to, in this condition that I am in, that my family is in, that my grandchild is in, more important than this, than me getting up and running to my grandchild now, more important is to teach my ummah a sabak, is to teach my ummah a lesson, till the day of qiyamah for them never to forget. Lillahi ma a'ta wa lillahi ma akhasa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not even, he could have went himself. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have went himself
and told his daughter. But no, he did not go. He sent back the messenger that go back to my daughter and tell her, it is for Allah whatever he gave. It is for Allah whatever he takes. And everything has his appointed time. Subhanallah. So that she also could know the Ahmiyat, that this is so important for me to learn the lesson. To learn the lesson that everything belongs to Allah, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even my father delayed the time, that moment of time, that 5 minutes, that 10 minutes, or whatever time that could have taken for the messenger to go instead of him coming. But he could have also come and said his daughter. But no. Such an important sabak, such an important lesson for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. Don't hold on to anything. Don't hold on to anything. Don't grab on to anything. Don't depend on anything. Don't put your reliance on anything. Everything will leave you. No matter what it is going to leave you. It is going to go away. It is going to disintegrate. Put your reliance only on that being that gave it to you. The being that created it, that brought it into wujud. Hold on to him. Turn your tawajjuh to him. This is more important. Today we grieve for someone who has passed away. Why do we grieve? What is the purpose of a person crying today when someone has passed away? Why do we all grieve? If the news comes to me, a certain person passed away close to me, whoever it is, I will cry, I will lament, my heart will tear, my heart will break, I won't eat, I won't even talk properly, I may even faint, I may even collapse. What will be the reason for this? Because I miss this person. Because I love this person. Now I'm going to miss this person. This person has left me. This person has gone away. This person is no longer in my life. But in reality, this is a selfish thing. It is a selfish thing to do because it will not help that person. The lamenting now is for that person, oh Allah. This person who has passed away is coming to you now, is going to go inside the grave. Oh Allah, make it easy for him in the grave. Make it easy for him. This is what we're supposed to be doing. This is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam first said, I prevented you from going to the qabrs before, to the kubur. I prevented you. Now go. He told the sahaba, first I prevented you from going. Now I want you to go. So when you go, you will remember your own death and you will make dua for the one who has deceased. So that Allah makes it easy for that person inside the qabr. Today, my dear brothers, one cockroach has to run inside your house. How we are jumping. If one rat has to come inside, we all know in our own homes what happens if there's a cockroach. Who kills the cockroach with his hands, with his bare hands? Everybody goes for the doom. In the qabr, what's going to happen? In the grave, what's going to happen? This is the worry, this is the concern. That what is going to happen inside? When my dear and near one is going inside there, my tears should be for that, oh Allah, would my tears extinguish the fire of this person? The cry, the hurt in my heart should be for that person, not for me. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah is with the broken heart. So when somebody dies, my heart is broken, Allah is with me, make dua for that person at that time. Make dua for that person at that time. Not because I'm going to miss this person. That will all come later, my dear brothers. That will come later. The main thing, my dear brothers, is our tawajjuh, what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. In this incident, think about Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned another hadith, that this ummah, very, very few of us even know about the hadith maybe, and those who know, how many of us practice on it? How many of us practice on it?
Now all of a sudden, the whole world is practicing on it. Everyone is practicing on it. Knowingly, unknowingly, they're practicing on it. We don't even know we're practicing on a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an amal that Nabi sallam told us to do and advised us to do so many times. He advised us to do. We didn't listen to it when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about it, or when the hadith was read to us, or somebody mentioned to us. All of a sudden now, because of the calamity that is upon us, everybody is making amal on a hadith. What's the hadith? Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba, aksiru, often think often over and over and over again of that thing which comes to break all pleasures, maut. Hadi min lazzat. The one that will come and break all. Think about your maut often, was the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think about it often, every single moment of all. Who worries about that? Nobody. All of a sudden today, nowadays, in the last year, year and a half, everybody is worried about dying. If I cough now, everybody is worried. If I cough now, everybody is worried. If somebody is going to some place, something, everybody is worried. Nobody want to touch this, nobody want to touch this. All of a sudden, making amal on the hadith, but for the wrong reason. We're making amal for the wrong reason. We're making amal because we're fearing that. Nabi Sallam told us to remember that, to love and embrace that so that we can meet Allah. So this is the time that we are living in. And it is a time that by kasrat, by tremendous amount, we must read the kalima la ilaha illallah. This must be on our lips. La ilaha illallah. No one is doing except Allah. Nobody is doing except Allah. And we have to speak about this. And we have to tell others more often than ever now in this time, because our entire tawajjuh has drifted away from this la ilaha illallah. So we have to repeat it. This is what the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَكْثِرُ مِنْ قَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say this La ilaha illallah. And not only say La ilaha illallah, but the reality that, oh my brother, Allah is doing everything. Oh my mother, Allah is doing everything. Oh my uncle, everything is from Allah. Oh my neighbor, my friend, everything is from Allah. Like how Allah gave before, Allah will give again. Like how Allah took before, Allah will take again. Like how Allah brought before, Allah will bring again. Everything is from Allah. So this is the amal of the time, that we must increase in our yaqeen and our dhikr and our da'wat. Our yaqeen, our dhikr and our da'wat of la ilaha illallah. Allah give us tawfiq.